Don't move, Bertie.
Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like behind the O-line soon as the QB say hype? It's big game, big game, analysis from the player's point of view, injuries, big trades, player news, yeah, sector the competition, any play with Tony Dungy, better listen, I'm talking about
Big Game Sports Buzz,
said everything you need and more, yeah.
Big Game Sports Buzz.
I thought I told you once before, we call him
Big Game James.
Yeah,
Big Game James. Big Game James.
What's going on, everybody? It is that time of the week. It's that time of the year. It is Big Game Sports Buzz, where the pro athlete and the sports fanatic get together and talk about sports and all the things that are involved with it. So glad and so happy to see you here with us this evening. I hope and pray you had a great Christmas. You are celebrating this evening. Kwanzaa. I hope and pray you.
My bad, dog. You know, sometimes
that dude right there. He said, "Yo, recognize me." Of course, I am joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the reason the cast is called what it is. Big Game James. What up, guy?
Yo, dogs, man. First and foremost, dog. Merry Christmas, man. Merry Christmas. Happy belated Jesus birthday to you. You know, I hope you and the family had a good one. And you know, this has been a good week, man. I'm just so happy to, you know, like I said, my family in town, been having a good time, chopping it up, eating like crazy. My New Year's resolution is definitely jumping back on this weight journey. So
man, let's do it together. Let's get it, bro. And you know, look. For all others, you know, happy Hanukkah, happy Festivus, and of course, happy Kwanzaa to those who celebrate, man. To those who celebrate, of course, Kwanzaa started on the 26th with Emoji, Unity. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? And so we just rolling on, man. So
why, when you said Unity, did Queen Latifah pop up in the back of my head, dog? I saw the video. I saw the whole video and everything.
UNITY.
I apologize. It's been that kind of day, bro. Been a long day already.
That's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. But hey, you know, yeah, man. Ujima, of course, today is it's all about collective work and responsibility. Go back through, if you don't know, the tenets of Kwanzaa, man. It's really a really good thing to kind of pick up and just have for everyday life. But all that being said, I'm so happy to be here. The new year is ringing in quickly, fast approaching. And sports is not taking off. Cheers. Cheers to that. Cheers to that.
Hey, Jay, I got a new cup for Christmas, man. One of my students hooked me up. This gold boy comes slick.
Yes, that's sir. Beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah, can't wait for Starbucks to sponsor us. Man, that's beautiful, bro.
Hey, man. Hey. Anyway.
Look, make sure that you like, subscribe, and share this podcast. You know, we're on YouTube. We are on Instagram, Facebook. We're on X, formerly known as Twitter. You can hear us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else where you like to enjoy your podcast. You can listen to us while you work out. And you know, or just chilling in the ride. Sometimes I like to do that, man, just to hear the antics, and the stuff that people chime in on. Make sure that you chat with us and also make sure that you ring the bell so you know when the cast are on.
Jay, I think I did a lot. Sometimes I go back, yeah, but sometimes, yeah. You know what? I mean, hey, This shit's in the description, dog. Just tune in and listen and like what the hell we about to do. Well, fuck all that, man. We ain't about to keep giving y'all all this rundown. Listen to this shit.
I hear you.
As y'all listen to them pretenders on TV, y'all need to listen to the real folks that know what they're talking about right here on this podcast. Hey, tonight, Blitz style. So we don't have to play a whole lot of intros before we get in. So I'm not going to hit this four downs intro.
No.
So we just going to get into these topic subjects, but I do have a time and place for the oh hell nah button.
Hey, let's go.
I have a time and place for the oh hell nah.
I got one for you, man.
Oh,
I got one for you.
Good, good, good.
I got one for you.
I got one and another one brewing. Thanks to my boy Big D Johnson, who just sent me a message, man. Appreciate you, Big D. Let me know what's going on. First and foremost, man, breaking news, everything over the internet, ESPN, what we see so far today, Russell Wilson getting benched. But That was kind of a Russell Wilson getting benched.
Yeah.
I put the question on here. Was it warranted? Over their last nine games, they were 6-3. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Clearly, the bigger issue I have, dog, and I'm just going to say it, and I ain't going to dance around this shit.
Please don't.
I have an issue with how Sean Payton treated Russell Wilson. I do. And this is my whole thing. No person is above getting yelled at, screamed at, or coached hard.
Right.
But the way it was coming off from Sean Payton, it was almost like he kind of belittle and demean him the entire time. And you think about it, never ever would he have done that to Drew Brees, bro. Never.
So I hear what you're saying, and I'm going to take this from a personnel standpoint, right? The question that was posed was it warranted? Well, let's just look at the stats. You know, that's me. I'm a numbers guy, right? So over this season, 3,070 yards, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions with a 98 QB rating, QBR. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Now, did that equate to wins? Not so much. Not so much. So that's that. Now, let's go to the personnel side of it from this standpoint. You know, why the benching? You know, is it to see what they have? Is it to say, you know what? And it could have been this. Russell, you know what I mean? Look, with the last coach, oh boy, was like, look, I have an office. My strength coach has an office. And we run this around here. And Sean Payton was like, nah, you don't do that. I mean, it could have been he had to take him down a peg to say who's really in charge.
But Jay Stiles, man, let's think about this real talk. When it comes to it in the NFL, there should never really have to be no pissing contest of you knowing who's in charge. It comes down to your head coach running stuff. Now, all fairness to Nathaniel Hackett, he got in over his head last year when he came into the Denver and he thought he had to coddle and baby Russell give him everything he wanted. He didn't handle it the right way. That's what happens when you hire people that are not ready to be a head coach yet. And we both said it. There were better candidates last year. So now you bring in Sean Payton. He has to crack the whip. Play hasn't been great. But if you sit up here and name to me five significant people on that Broncos roster that are difference makers that Russell has to go to, the man not working with the best roster in the world. Now, granted, he's made some plays that have been boneheadish, but it hadn't been that bad. The whole deal is, and what I've heard from some people inside the business, is that Payton coming in, knowing what they're going to have to do next year to get better and won't want to be better, they're going to have to unload some of the money from that contract to be able to get some significant pieces in free agency because they effed up the draft picks, which point blank period, right?
Yeah.
I'm the former player, right? You got more of the fan aspect than me. I'm the former player. If I'm sitting down and they're like, hey, Russ, man, you know what, dog? Hey, thank you. You come in, you play a little bit better. But, shit, bro, I'm going to need a little bit of that bread back, dog. You're going to have to give me a new contract. because we just kind of overspent and we're going to have to get some players in here to help you out. What say you? And Russ like, nah, I'm not restructuring my. So they had three different contract talks over the last couple of months. And yeah. Russell's coming out now saying on social media that he knew a couple weeks ago that his time had ended in Denver because he wouldn't renegotiate the contract with him.
Right. I mean, here's the deal, man. You know, and I'm not gonna, because you know I would usually spin it here, but let's stay there. The reality of it is this: from a fan's perspective, I don't care about Russell Wilson. All I care about is my team winning. And if you're not part of the solution or willing to be a part of the solution, i.e., give money back or give money here, there, yo, you kick rocks. You know what I'm saying? Because as a fan, and I get that the player is saying, hey, you entered the contract with me, Denver. You did that. You knew what it was. We sat down with my agent. We signed it. Cool. As a fan, though, because I'm looking at the AFC West, like anybody could have won it.
Yeah, they can still they still have a chance to win the AFC West, right?
Anybody could win it.
Jay, you're saying as a fan, you want to see your quarterback. Basically, my interpretation of what you just said is you want to see your quarterback be loyal, do the right thing, take less money to help his team out.
Yes.
And fuck that.
Yes.
Fuck that.
And that's the problem. That's
my window. My window and opportunity to earn is a small window. Now,
I get that.
Had you come to me, and this is my whole thing. And you can see it looking on the sideline. And we know this just by looking at it. Russ is not Sean Payton's guy, bro. He's not. He's not his dude. So he's not gonna baby. He gonna give it the rough, the BET uncut version. He gonna get the nasty version. And Russ like, hold on, you want me to do what? And this is how this dude talked to me and treat me? Man, okay, I got you. I got your renegotiation.
But Russ has been coddled his whole career. He was coddled in Seattle. He ran that team. Okay. So when you bring him to Denver, right, and you got Hackett, who guess what? Does the exact same thing. Now you have Sean Payton. No, he's not going to talk to Drew Brees like that because Drew Brees has not been coddled in the league, right? He's never been that dude. But he's understood that, hey, this is who I am, this is what I do, and I do that. And he's been able to, under different teams, under different coaches, under different OCs, still been able to thrive. Russell has not. That's the long and skinny of it. He has not been able to thrive.
We're going to chalk last year up as just horrible. This is a horrible situation. Maybe mine not even being on football. He has been sufficient this year.
He has.
To have Denver relevant enough to be in the AFC West hunt to where now you sit him down for, I didn't even look at it, like Joe the Plumber or somebody that's coming in to play these last two. It's just like, you're like, oh, man, it don't even matter. He's gone at the end of the year. I'm going to go on bench him. I'm going to play somebody. I'm going to play this schmo.
Do you think it's to try, and you said it though, you know, their picks are really kind of irrelevant at this point, but whatever picks they have, is it to try and bump up in the later rounds and the mid rounds that they do have? I mean, it's kind of irrelevant though, because you have Russ for the foreseeable future, because what you have to trade for him, it's not a lot.
It's horrible, bro. The Broncos don't have anything to really work with. They gave up the farm to get him to Seattle, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Put themselves in bad situations. To me now, if this is really the route you're going, you got to start looking at other pieces on your roster that you can trade away to get some of those picks back.
But who's going to be your QB? See, that's the question I have. Like, okay, let's say you cut him. And then let's say, you know, you look at free agency. Who's in free agency? Nobody. Who are you going to trade for? Nobody's going to trade that. You're not going
to
trade.
Hey, man, for they might. Hey, you might be able to get Joe Flacco next year.
I don't know. You know, there's rumblings. There's rumblings in Cleveland. I've talked to a few people. There's some rumblings. They really like Joe up there. And especially the way Deshaun has not been able to complete a whole season in Cleveland. I don't know.
They got to let him get his massages again. His pregame maybe therapy ain't working. Anyway,
I hear you.
Anyway, that's another story. J-Stock, the truth of the matter is, whether it be Russell Wilson or anybody else, they're going to look to find someone else. It is, it is what it is. Who's out there? We don't know. I didn't even look to see when the Broncos pick next year. Well, we don't know that yet. The season's not over.
I don't know.
But what picks they do still own, because I know someone said, I don't know if it's still, no, the fourth round. I've been getting them in the Chicago and Carolina trades mixed up. So I've been reading so many different trades from prior years. But I don't know. Russ is not going to be there. We don't know what Denver's going to do.
I don't know if he's not going to be there. I just don't see where else he could go. But I'm
how do you bench him and then still just bring him back next year? If you're cool with him, he ain't going nowhere. You let him go ahead and play the season now. You're trying to make Sean Payton's trying to make some kind of. I don't want to cuss too much. I need to work on that. That's my New Year's resolution to stop cussing.
Is
so
that
much.
What it is?
That's my New Year's resolution, bro. Okay, well, good. Until January 1st get here, I might drop an F-bomb or two. I apologize.
Be you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I forgot what I was going to say because I tried to stop myself from cussing. I messed my whole point up. needless to say, if Sean Payton's making some weird power play, he's not going to be there. Right. It's messed up. But now you have to look at what's the landing spot for Russell Wilson. Because Denver, right now, Denver, is an effed up situation. And I don't know how many free agents is out there ready to like, I can't wait to go to Mile High. Look at how they did Bradley Chubb. Look at how they did Randy Gregory. Look at how they're about to now do Russell Wilson. Jerry Judy's name has come up in numerous trade talks.
Oh, it's like all season.
It's crazy as hell in Denver right now. We don't know what's going on. Yeah. So right now, first and foremost, they're giving up on this season if they bench a Russell to me. They're not trying to go make a difference and win the AFC West. So where's Russell Wilson going to be next year? Okay, you said he may be there. If he's not,
he'll be there.
If Denver goes ahead and they try to renegotiate, he doesn't restructure. Let's say they cut him. The dead cap space, the dead cap for next year on one post I saw was like close to like $28 million and then 30-some million the next year. Like the dead cap they would have to carry, dog, is ridiculous. So what are they going to really do? But
okay. So just so we understand where we are here, okay, I want to make sure we understand this. I talked about quarterbacks who will be free agents. Here's the list. Kirk Cousins.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ryan Tannehill. No, keep laughing. Jacoby Brissett, Tyrod Taylor, Marcus Mariota, Sam Darnold, Jameis Winston. Like, these are the quarterbacks that you have.
Jacoby Brissett may not be a bad pickup. Don't laugh at me. Jameis Winston spent 1 year with Sean Payton in New Orleans before he retired,
He did.
He did end up in Denver.
That's probably why he retired. Baker Mayfield is another one that's going to be out there. And I think Tampa Bay may want to keep him.
No. Baker, the way he's played right now, and I got some stuff. I'm working on a story right now for all my Peter Perspective people that I will put out tomorrow about Baker Mayfield. I believe Baker Mayfield's done enough to solidify a job at least for another 1 year, 2 years. In Tampa, I think he should get a 2-year extension.
Yeah.
So Baker won't be there.
Okay. Gardner Minshew, Josh Dobbs, Easton Stig, Mason Rudolph, Jake Brown. Like, it's none of these players you want on your team, even as a backup, maybe even practice squad. Practice team.
Damn, Jay, you said you wouldn't take. You wouldn't take none of them as a backup? No. Cooper Rush is that dude that much to you?
Cooper Rush is him. He is him in Dallas. He is him. He is him. Call me cuckoo 4-1 last season.
Third easiest schedule in the league.
Whatever, you still got to win. So his best landing spot for Russell Wilson, you still got to win. You still got to do it. Could he go to the Commies? Maybe. I don't know about the Pats. The Pats seem interesting, but I don't know about the Pats. Steelers or Raiders. You know, the Raiders are really interesting because, first of all, I got to see if they're going what they're going to do with the coach. They need to hire.
Well, that's what all of them. Like, even the Patriots. Is Belichick coming back? Is he really about to dip on New England? Is Belichick going to be out?
I think he'll be back for one more season. I think he'll be back.
But he's chasing greatness as far as that winning this coach record, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to get that shit in New England.
No.
To have a chance, he needs to leave, I think.
But the problem is that anywhere he goes, it will be rebuilding. He won't step into a good situation, you know, where he's like one or two players away.
What about the Chargers situation? You got Justin Herbert. You got Bosa. You got Mac.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you got
you had the safety that are like Derwin James, that Keenan Allen wide receiver.
Yeah,
I mean, I could see that being a spot for him with his defensive mind that he has some offensive pieces in place.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just the thought out there. But as far as Russell Wilson goes, I think most of it is really predicated on what the coaches do. If Arthur Smith stays, and now if the Chicago Bears are smart and they keep Justin Fields, I think it opens it up for somebody like Russ to maybe come in and run that Arthur Smith offense. If they keep him. If they keep him.
If the Bears keep Justin Fields?
That and if the Falcons keep Arthur Smith. Because it's my thing. If you know your coach is on shaky ground, don't go get a quarterback if you don't know who the hell your coach going to be. I've seen this happen so many different times. But
that's what they do.
Just like, you big – what Fred Sanford say, you big dummy.
That's what they do, though.
You cannot go get a quarterback without having your general manager, your coach, and all those pieces to even know what you're running to, who's going to run it well.
Right.
I think Tyrod Taylor can be serviceable somewhere. He's not the answer to everything. But to me, if I look at every team on that list, if Mike Tomlin stays in Pittsburgh, which we're going to talk about
later. He'll stay.
I think Russ could end up in a good landing spot to me, be Atlanta or Pittsburgh. Raiders, Jimmy G is going to be back. You just locked him up to a good little bit amount of money. I don't think the Raiders made that move, but that's just me.
I hear you. I don't know. Let's move on for that. Let's go to the next thing.
Let's do it.
the Detroit Pistons have lost 27 games straight. They've actually set the NBA record for straight games lost. Yay, they defeated. It is a thing. You can be undefeated, then you can be defeated as well. Question, and I hate this. I hate this for Monty Williams, but you know, because I think he's a great coach. At least where he's been a great coach. He's a proven winner. He's a proven winner.
That's losing.
But do you think he can fix it?
Man, I know right now, Cade Cunningham is balling. Ivy, the rookie's not playing bad. There's no, as far as like all the other pieces and supporting cast is where it's kind of lacking. So I think you have to give it time with the Detroit Pistons to see if they can get something going here, draft and free agency. Like, I don't think Monty Williams should solely be judged on this straight 27 games of loss. He will be, but I don't think he should be.
I think basketball, more than anything else, it's funny because basketball players influence the game way more. Like, an individual player can influence the game way more than a coach
can.
Okay. I would even say duos. If you have two players that are – and when you look at championship teams, there's two players that are dominant. They're superstars, all-stars on the team. They will win, and they have, or at least they have a best chance to win. And if you look back, with the exception of the Mavericks in 11, and you could even say Dwayne Wade in 07 with the Heat, it was a 7 or 6 with the Heat. You know, you can say Lonzo morning, but you know, he was way past his time. But
yeah, Lonzo was done then.
Zone was though. So I mean, he was it, but everyone else has had another all-star or superstar with them. So he needs to have that. I'm looking at the front office to say, well, what are you doing to help him get out of this? Now, what did you tell me that was interesting that about Detroit and their lineup, that they're looking for people? Are we saving that?
No, we can talk about it now because we both got two different old hell nods. But supposedly right now, this weekend, the Detroit Pistons are holding open workout.
Bro, listen. I think if I can run around the block, I have a chance based on what I see them do.
Now, Jay, I'll say this. You can go play at Oak Hill Christian College, the team that got beat 108 to 14. You go play for them, yes. The Detroit Pistons, come on, bro. We're not doing that. But,
I might go look at Oak Hill and see what kind of programs they got. Look,
my boy's comment right now. It is real. It is real, supposedly.
So, Here's why I have a question. You have an open tryouts, but you have a G League, G League, which means you have a farm system already in place.
Can I say something, Jay? To that, yeah, cool. I believe. Yeah. I think it's just the type of stunt you pull to get your players to be like, oh hell, I better get my shit straight because they coming to get Joe the mailman coming to get my job if I ain't ready.
Wait a minute. 27 losses don't say, you know what, straight, not 27 straight losses. Like, hey, what are we going to do tonight? Well, we're probably going to lose. Like, that creeps into your mindset.
Stop. You don't know. You said the conversation is, hey, dog, what we got going on tonight, man? We got a loss coming. And it's turning to hell in Detroit.
And that doesn't motivate you to say, you know what, when I go out in the streets, if they go out in the streets anymore, when I go out in the streets, you know, I already know people looking at me like, oh, there they go.
I mean, I would not go. If I played right now, the only way I would go out in Detroit if I'm a Piston is if it's to a Lions function because they winning. They hot right now, right? So I could maybe hide in there and not be the topic of conversation.
You can't hide like that in Detroit. Come on, bro. Come on, man. You 6'8", 6'9".
Bro, I'm just telling you that's the only place I'd go. Like, I'm door dashing everything. I'm ordering takeout. I'm not going to no restaurant. None. I ain't going to no establishment at all. They're 27 straight. Hey, man.
That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot to lose. Like, you travel, and then you lose, and you got to come back, and then you lose again. You lose at home. Like, that's like 3 weeks of losing.
Hey, bro, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm looking. Damn. I'm looking at this roster.
Man.
God forgive me. I'm not trying to be funny.
Bro.
There's like only like four people on here I've heard of, dog.
Man, it's the who's who of who's that.
Now, they got some guys that...
You ain't never heard of them dudes, man.
No, I heard of Marvin Bagley III.
When?
Kevin Knox.
What? Come on, man.
Okay. Bagley, you know, Knox, I remember him with Kentucky and then with the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? Jaden Ivey, because he's a rookie. James Wiseman, because he was the second pick in the draft a couple years ago to Golden State and didn't pan out.
Yeah,
so that's why
he didn't pan out there. Wiseman.
And then after that, I know Cade Cunningham, and that's it.
I told you.
Oh, they got backed down by Bogdanovich too, which he's like the, excuse me, Bojan. I say his name wrong all the time. He's just like the journeyman from Kuwait, wherever he's from. Been around the league, a bunch of places.
The who's who of who's that.
Hey, man, guess what, though? Monty Williams is the coach, not the general manager. So whoever pieced this together, and you know me, Jay, I don't really trash professional athletes because I know how hard it is to be a professional athlete.
Yeah.
But, bruh, like, they have a team full of guys, I think, that are meant, besides for, like, three. They have a squad that's meant to come off the bench. So that means you got guys in your starting lineup that should be on every other team in the NBA. They'll be coming off in the reserve role.
Man, they like 10, 11, 12 spot.
Bro, 10, 11, 12 don't play.
I know.
That's what we doing? You got them dudes 10, 11, 12? They're not even playing?
10, 11, 12. If you having open tryouts, And you throwing it up on Facebook and X, formerly known Twitter? Yeah. Yeah. You 10, 11, 12. Some would even say you're not even G League.
Man. Hey, to anybody that's still living that basketball hoop dream, please
head
out to Detroit this weekend and see if you can't make a difference.
Detroit's your spot. Line.
Yeah, man.
Detroit's your spot. Good luck.
Hey Jay, do you see a situation where it's like if they lose an X amount of games or more, should the franchise just move to Seattle? Should they just relocate?
You know, that's not a bad question though.
League's gonna expand in a couple years. So Seattle's getting a team and it's kind of, to me, it's un-American to think that you'll have no Detroit Pistons basketball.
You'll have Detroit. You'll
so
have
they're not going that's, anywhere. The Pistons nah, are not that's going like, anywhere. But
yeah, that's original. Get,
like, what's a horrible city? Like, maybe if they lose.
Houston? Houston's a more, horrible city. Mm. That's a pretty horrible city.
Hey, man, why are you trying to have eight people from H-Town hate us, bro? All right, hey, listen, though, for real. If they lose some more games like this,
they can go to Kansas City
or Montana.
No. They've already got a team like that. It's called Oklahoma City Thunder. Okay, so
and look how they're playing right now.
I hear you, but no.
Maybe they need some focus, bro.
Focus. If they move to Montana, they're gonna need some folks because there's not a lot of people in Montana. There's more cows than people in Montana. That's why I'm all like, right. Okay, go to Kansas City.
What about Kansas City Sioux Falls? Sioux Falls, Iowa. Or Sioux Falls somewhere else. Is that South Dakota? Never mind. Please forgive me for my fourth grade geography lesson. Not being up to par. Hey, man, I've been on the Gold Cup for a minute. Y'all got to forgive Big Game. I apologize. Hey. I'm going to rewind real quick.
Let's just move on.
I'm so sorry.
The fact that you're trying to put a team in Montana and then Sioux Falls wherever you want it to be.
Hey man, they need to go to Moscow, Idaho. And that is a place. Moscow, Idaho. And they can use the Kibbe Dome as the basketball arena. Mm-hmm. You gotta get quiet on me, bro. I'm saying they need to go somewhere. Hey man, City of Detroit, love y'all. T Grizzly, love you, dog. Eminem, 8 Mile, love you, dog. Y'all basketball team is just horrible right now. Y'all gotta fix that shit. In other news.
Because you keep naming places that there's only like four people. You don't even have internet there. They'll never see this. They'll never see this. Never.
What are we doing next, man? I'm just.
They get on the computer, all they do is. I'm sorry. Oh, man. Hey, look. Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
Taking over the reins as being the best team in professional football right now.
Yes.
In the NFL. Did Lamar Jackson single-handedly take the MVP away from Brock Purdy and claim it as his own Monday night?
Yes. In a word, yes, he took it away from Brock Purdy, who honestly shouldn't even been in the conversation. But realistically, he took it away from Christian McCaffrey. He definitely showed better than Dak. And as I've said before, Tyreek Hill only goes as far as his quarterback. So, you know, it's his to lose. Facts. It's literally, and I don't see how he loses it. Even if he is injured, God forbid he is not, but even if he is, he still wins it because he's just that much better than everyone else. And he proved it.
And Jay, to me right now, this is the best supporting cast that Lamar Jackson's had in a while.
In a while, yeah. In a while.
I mean, even you go back to his MVP season. His team wasn't this caliber.
No, he had a great defense. He had good running backs. He had, I believe Hollywood was there at the time. So, I mean, he had some good supporting cast. He ran the ball a lot more than he did now. But just the fact that he's still heads and shoulders above everyone else at this point.
Right.
And you see that, and this is what I was telling someone the other day. I said, you know, we try to discount Baltimore, but Baltimore has won every week. And it's been under the radar, quiet, sneaky, and they win, and they win. And they win, and they beat who they're supposed to beat. They beat whoever's in front of them, you know, and everyone falls and slips whatever here and there. But it's not like, oh, did you see how bad they got beat? Did you see this? You don't hear that. You're like, you know what? Wait, what's Baltimore's record? They're 11 and what? I mean, so you have to tip your hat to him. He's been very quiet about it. He's gone and done his work. Yeah, he won it that night. To me, he won it that night.
Agreed. I agree. So for everybody out there hating on Lamar Jackson, put some respect on his name. He's proven that. I think this could be the year for Baltimore if everything goes, you know, the way they want it to. If they all stay healthy, I guess I should say. We gonna this next one we can skip. The playoffs start Monday, right?
Yes, New Year's.
So who do you – I'll just say it. We'll ask it. We'll keep it quick. Who do you like? Who do you like and to win it all this year? If you had to pick a team out of the four, who do you like to win it all?
You know, oddly enough, and this is going to sound like a homer pick, but I think Texas could do it.
Really?
I think Texas could do it. I do. I think they can beat Washington. I'm pretty sure they can beat Washington. I think Alabama will beat Michigan. They'll end that ride. And Texas has proven that they can beat Alabama even on their home field. So if it's neutral,
They saw that was week two, though. You don't think Bama's gotten better since week two?
No. I don't think – was it Milroy?
Milrow.
I think if he has any issue in the game, he'll get pulled. And their backups have not proven to me that they can handle the stage like they've had before, and, you know, in the previous years where you can interchange their quarterbacks. Their defense isn't what it used to be, right? So I just don't see it. Milrow's nice, but he needs another year.
So I'll say this then, I guess. So that means whoever wins the Texans and Washington game wins the national championship?
I believe so.
You know what that makes me say, Jay?
What does it make you say?
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
That's right. This is the part of our cast where we find things that happen through sports and other areas that make us say, oh, hell no. Exactly like Big Game and talking about putting an NBA team in Montana and Sioux Falls, wherever that may be, whichever state it may lie in.
Hey, if you know where Sioux Falls is, put that in the chat.
Please. Yeah, because he clearly is not good at geometry.
Oh, you asshole. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you all.
Man, Jay, a lot happened, you know, to where the Detroit Pistons really almost could have been, oh, hell nah. But when I heard this story the other day, I fell out laughing. And my wife couldn't believe it either. We're watching ESPN together. We see this. And I'm like, oh, hell nah. What? I said, say that again. I rewind it. So, you know, this past weekend, the Green Bay Packers traveled to Charlotte, North Carolina for the Packers and the Panthers to play. So, Packers safety / cornerback Jair Alexander is from the Charlotte area. Mm-hmm. So he thought that he should be a team captain for the game back in his hometown. To get you caught up, everybody, fans, that's out there, if you don't know what's going on, Jair Alexander is now suspended one game for conduct detrimental to the team. And what that conduct was, he made himself a team captain, which is voted on by players and coaches. He decided to make himself team captain for that game and go out to the coin toss. And not only did he go out to the coin toss, he proceeded to speak as the captain to call heads and tails. He won the toss. He just said, put my defense on the field. He didn't say we defer to the second half. And the referee really was like, hey, man, do you mean you want to defer so you get – so, and everybody else at midfield is cracking up laughing. The Panthers guys are dying laughing because they're like, this dude is tearing us up. He I guess. And he comes on the field. The coach is like – he's like, what the hell are you doing? What – Matt LaFleur, he's like, what are you doing? What you almost cost us the ball. They would have got it twice. So here it is. He jumps in to be captain. He jumps in to try to be funny to speak as the captain, and he damn near calls the team, because what a lot of people don't know is once you win that toss, if you accept or defer whatever, if you're the opposing team and you say, yeah, I want my defense on first, but you don't say I defer to the second half, then the other team is going to take the ball first because they know you're going to take it in the second half, you could end up losing that possession, right? Mm-hmm. So here it is. Alexander does this dumb shit, thinks it's funny, almost messes up the coin toss for him. They scrape by with the win, but because he did something he shouldn't have done, they decided to suspend him for this week's game. So, you know, man, Jair Alexander, that's a big oh hell no from your boy Big Game.
Done. Wow. That's crazy. That's wild, bro. That's
obvious. Right.
Yes, he said they are losers. That's what they do. They lost again in OT against the Celtics.
Damn. So
28. That's 28. So that could definitely again be the oh hell no.
What if they don't win again?
They'll win again.
Go ahead.
They'll win again. Look, for mine is kind of a little serious, but it's one that definitely I want to, you know, shine a light to the 11 people that watch us.
And it's
local.
We hit 20 most of the time.
Here you go. But I want this, you know, pointed out. Look, so back in December 17th, there was a break-in that occurred in a housing apartments, and a woman, unfortunately, well, whatever you want to call it, fatally shot and killed a 14-year-old boy who was breaking into her home. She's a single mother, four girls, aging in ranges, I believe, from like 5 to 12. Okay. She was there by herself. Apparently, this kid had broken into that particular home multiple times. The housing people, the manager. Exactly. Hey, you know, this is what's happening. He breaks into the same window every time. So at that point, they said, you know what? She said, you know what? I'm going to handle this. She was cleaning up the mess. He broke in again the same night that he broke in. He broke in twice. He broke in again. She fatally shot him. So now the issue is this. Because it is a HUD home or HUD apartment, HUD fatally shot him. So now,
right. The
issue. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Yes.
Yeah.
So what's happening is they're evicting her because she had a firearm in her apartment.
Oh.
But they're not addressing the fact that this person broke into her home
numerous
four times. Right. But they're like, well, you shouldn't have had a weapon. And like, well, you weren't protecting me. And I've told you about this. I reported it to you. I've shown you where they've done this. And you've done nothing. So she has a GoFundMe page. They're raising dollars for her. But it's just a simple fact that, you know, you have this situation happening right now in my hometown. It's crazy. It's just so... To them, a big old fat, oh, hell no. Protect your people. Protect your people.
Man,
if they got to protect themselves, nah, this is wrong. This is wrong. How so basically, she has like 30 days.
How do you get to that situation, man, to where you try to protect yourself? Rules are rules. Right. Don't trip. Don't think that we're ever the ones to try to get out of owning up to what, you know, what's right, what's wrong, and doing, you know, doing the right thing.
Right.
But at some point in time, you have to be able to protect yourself.
Yeah.
You have to be able to protect yourself. And absolutely, this was a situation where this woman did not have that chance and that opportunity, and now she's being punished for it, and that shouldn't happen. So, hey, Jay, do me a favor. Once you get that, if you have that GoFundMe, hit it. Send it to me so I can post it on all our social media stuff.
Gotcha.
Try to see if we can help this person out, because that's gonna be a tough situation, man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Big time.
All right. Sorry to bring you down, but hey, I know what's gonna make you laugh. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Dallas Cowboys lose to the Miami Dolphins. I think it's safe to say that we can stop all of the Super Bowl talk. We can stop all of the Dallas's, you know, one of the top teams in the NFL. I think we can stop that.
Hold on, Jay.
What's up?
You won game, well, two consecutive games lost. You not willing to talk Super Bowl anymore for your squad?
James, here's the thing.
Oh,
I am what they call an optimistic realist. I'm a football fan first. Okay.
Okay.
I hope for the best, but I look at the crap that I'm in now. Okay. The reality, Isha, we didn't need all that. Oh hell yes.
She just made a whole new segment.
So here's the problem with it, is just the simple fact that you talk about the two games they lost. These are two games they really needed to have. They needed to show themselves, right? These are measuring stick games. These are games we need to show that we're who we are. There are two AFC opponents that, listen, I said when they go to Buffalo, they're not going to win that game. It's
tough to win in Buffalo, bro.
It's tough to win in Buffalo. Buffalo's fighting for their lives, you know, for their playoff lives. Mm-hmm. And they were fired up.
And they were looking to find an identity for themselves as well when they played the Cowboys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it was a playoff-type game. So that's why I have that issue. The second game we're talking about in Miami is the defense played their ass off. Listen, you can say what you want to, but how many touchdowns did they score?
No, your defense is right. Your defense is good and held them to field goals like they're supposed to.
Five field goals.
DeMarcus Lawrence had a hell of a game. A game that his best game so far the whole season. I'll give you that. But Jay, this is the problem. And you're the I told you so guy on here. So
I am.
Whenever I get a chance to steal that from you, give it back to you, I like it a little bit, right?
Come on.
I told you. Y'all have three running backs that are primarily the same. You don't have that ground and pound back. You got the little back that can get a couple of explosive plays and a couple and catch the ball out of the backfield a little bit, and then it's going to die. You're going to have to be able to run the ball better to have success and even to win a championship. Your defense is playing well, but your star player can't get out of his own way worrying about what other people are saying about the Cowboys opposed to just playing the game. And that's Micah Parsons. Parsons has got to get over the Cowboys being talked about. Like you said, there's two types of fans. People who like the Cowboys and people who hate them. And
that's true.
All other 31 teams, there's fans too. But that is big. Every time you turn on social media, it's either like, big guy just said it. Oh, hell yes. And other motherfuckers are saying, oh, hell no. Oh, hell yeah. Almost sell the farm. So, to me right now, the mindset is in the wrong place. And your penalties have also crept back up over those last 2 weeks of losing two games.
They have.
Well, and that's something that we said last year you had to clean up.
That's true. But I will point this out. And this has to be made a point. They have to go back and look at this. Micah Parsons has not had a penalty, a holding penalty against him. And when I say that, that means linemen holding him since week six.
Well, maybe if he stopped crying and start pass rushing, he'll get held more.
He's being held. They're not calling it. You can't tell me that there's from week six to week 17. We're going into week 17.
Right.
He hasn't had one penalty on a lineman or anyone that was playing against him for holding. But yet he's one of the number one pass rushers in the league. I find that hard to believe. I find that very hard to believe. But I'm going to get off of that because here's my thing again. The offense has to play the game. And you cannot continue to have three and outs. If you have three and outs, you're not going to win. Your first drive was great. It was wonderful. You scored 7 points. And then what do you do on the second drive? Pass, 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 punt. Third drive, pass, pass, third and long, run. The hell? Punt. It's like the mentality of, hey, I'm going to pass us out of a situation. Like, no. And you're correct. We don't have the bruising back. We don't have a first and second down back. We don't have that. And people keep talking about the line. There's nothing wrong with the line. There's nothing wrong with the line.
Tyron Smith is...
He's old.
He's old. And then your young guy that you got last year, from Tulsa,
Tyler Smith
moved him to guard. He's had way more penalties last 2 weeks too.
He has. Okay.
Which hurts. And then Zach Martin being out. You tell me that wasn't big?
No, it was big because now you have Bass there. Yeah.
Yeah, but now do you panic if those pieces are back for playoffs? No. I mean, it can't be fixed right now. And in week 17 in the NFL, shit, get in line. Everybody's hurt. Everybody hurt. Get in line.
Big Eye, that's not what I'm saying. No, that's not the only reason why they ain't winning. Because he ain't getting holding calls.
Oh, shoot.
But that is a part of the situation. I agree that he needs to just focus in on the game and not everything outside of it. People are going to talk. Game has already said what I believe is true and continues to be true. The two types of fans. People are going to hate on the Cowboys. They spend their whole life doing it. They spend money doing it. That's what they do.
So gots to be more careful.
You know what I'm saying? So was the blueprint already? The blueprint was already there, in my opinion. San Fran put the blueprint out. Oh, yeah. San Fran put the blueprint out. Actually, Arizona put the blueprint out.
Damn.
Okay. But everybody couldn't do it.
Okay.
Everybody couldn't do it.
The coaching care, we're going to skip that last one, Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of repeat business and stuff we could talk about later on. But do you remember what we talked about last week? I mean, and we're going to get to our top five here in a second, y'all. You remember what we talked about last week at the beginning of the show?
Let me talk a lot about it.
Was it last week or week before last? Let me think.
I'm old.
All right. I told do you remember what I told you the Tampa Bay Buccaneers record would be at the end of the year?
It was a winning record.
That's what we're doing?
That's all I'm going to give you. All right. That's all I can give you.
So we beat.
We're
8-7 right now. So we win these last two, we will go 10-7, like I said. Win the NFC South.
Yeah.
Host a home playoff game.
Against the Cowboys.
Right. Or I don't know, y'all. We still don't know what Philadelphia gonna do because Philadelphia is looking like hot clown ass right now.
Yeah, but they were able to beat and bench a quarterback. So and they got him again.
Yeah.
So and I think they got the commies. So
them in the giant. Anyway, and right now, like I told you, I'm working on a piece about Baker Mayfield for games pure perspective. I mean, these numbers that I have here in front of me, if I read them, I don't think you'd know who's who. And this one quarterback
makes
$37 million for his team against the cap. Mm. Baker counts $1.7 million against the cap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just stay tuned and get ready for that story tomorrow on BGSE Network, Games Peter Perspective, Baker Mayfield, you the man. That's not the title, but I'm still working on it. I'm still working on the title. But
okay, just keep us. Yeah, we're ready.
What happened?
Oh man, you ready?
Oh, hell to the yeah. Let me find my intro, brother.
Let's do it, man.
All right, let's go.
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go.
That's right, some people have a top 100, some have a top 50, some have a top 25, some even punk out and have a top 10. But here on BGSE Networks, Big Game Sports Buzz, no, we have a top 5. Who's in, who's out, what's in, what's out? This week's top 5 is biggest sports surprises of the year as we leave 2023. Was it? I just said just biggest surprises. So there you go. Biggest surprises 2023 as we, and some of the stuff we need to leave in 2023 as we move into 2024. And I'll leave it with that.
Okay. It's something I left off on. I'm gonna put something in. All right, man. So this list here, Jay Styles, you hit me with another doozy, bro. And there's a lot of things that happened. But so to really figure out just the 5 that kind of stuck out to me in 2023, I'm going to give it to you. J. just, you know, the way that I can. Taylor Swift and the Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce. They made the Chiefs more about Taylor Swift than they did about the football. And I think that's part of the Chiefs' problem right now. So that being said, that's pretty big sports moment
that's
for
big.
Me.
That's big.
USC coming into the season so highly favored, finished 7-5 to where Caleb Williams was in the stands crying with his mom, being mocked and had memes made about him after winning Heisman Trophy the year before. So he fell from Heisman grace to 7-5. That really just stuck out to me. It blew my mind, not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Something I just talked about. The play of Baker Mayfield. Going into the season, a lot of Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans were like, hell no, we can't pick this guy up. He's horrible. He's this, he's bad. Now, diehard fans, I want him to get an extension and feel like he can be the quarterback for at least one more year. But I'm not going to lie. I was wanting Kyle Trask to get a shot. So
you did.
The play of Baker, and hey, man, I'll be the first one to say, when I make a mistake, yeah, I'll admit it. It might hurt me to admit that shit, but I will admit I made a mistake. Baker Mayfield's playing great right now. The Nuggets won the NBA championship, bro. That still, to this day, surprised the hell out of me. It did. I didn't see it happening. Never thought they would get it. I like the Joker. I like Murray. I like the way they play. Gordon, right. Whole nine. They won. This one here, for me. And I don't have all the numbers memorized. I talked about it. Zion Williamson. Boys, the last 2 years of his contract for weighing over, being overweight. They said that Zion stands to lose about, was it $50 million, something crazy like that?
Yeah.
For about 25 pounds.
That's crazy.
So he broke. He weighed in. He didn't make his weight. Just the fact that you have to put a professional player on a weight clause in the contract shows you that there's a problem. But for you to have the means and the resources and can't figure out what you need to do to make weight every time you weigh in, to now have the last 2 years of your contract voided, that surprised the shit out of me, along with a little bit of all hell no on top of.
Basically, and yes, he's definitely jocking Baker.
Listen here, Ice of Canada, whoever you are. I don't talk about my quarterback often on this show. I'm not like Jay Stoggs, and I don't try to turn Big Game Sports Buzz into Big Game's Peter Perspective like he turns it into Cowboys cutting up. Right?
That's what we're doing.
For me to find a moment in the show to tip my hat.
Oh my God.
My hat.
The lies you tell.
To my motherfucking quarterback.
The lies you tell.
I told lies.
Right now you did.
I didn't mean to, man. I'm sorry. It just came out.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, go ahead with your list, though, bro.
That's crazy. That's crazy, bro. Wow. That's crazy. Look, man, I'm going to start off with this. You know, and cheers to your list, bro. Cheers to your list, man. That's pretty
good.
Thank you,
sir.
My first one is going to be Deion, Coach Prime, taking over. Look, we knew he was going to be something. But I don't think anyone really knew how much or how big it was going, the stir was going to be. I mean, just from basically, like, I won't say kicking all the players off the team, but just saying, hey, you're not going to play here. I got dogs coming. I got dogs coming. So that's definitely one for me. Georgia losing to Alabama in the SEC championship. That was surprising to me. I didn't think that was going to happen. I didn't think Alabama had it in them. They did. That was definitely when I said, oh, wow. What's been surprising, really, KC losing this way. And what's crazy is They're still leading in the AFC West, but they are not dominant. And the teams that they've lost to, it makes you scratch your head like, what's really going on in Kansas City, especially when it comes. And you can say it's you know, the whatever her name is. What's her name?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift curse. Because we
they miss Eric Bieniemy, bro.
Oh, dude, don't they though?
They miss Eric Bieniemy big. And no one's gonna say that shit but me.
No, but and I'll say it with you.
Yeah.
Oh, because they need someone to get up in their ass, like, yo, go out there and catch the ball, Tony. That's why we pay you. Right. That's why we pay you. So yeah, they definitely do. Man, look, Ohtani's contract.
Boy. Yeah, go ahead.
But not only that, what's really surprising is the deferment of this contract. Actually, let me take it further. Ohtani in general. Do you know what he gave up to get his number in LA?
Tell me, big dog.
So the player that previously had 17, that's the number that he wanted. That he wanted number 17. He said, you know what? I know I could give you something. You can have whatever. But how about I send a Porsche to your wife? That's what he did. He sent a Porsche to the wife of the player.
Damn.
Ohtani, you are winning.
I know you got to finish your list.
I got one more.
I wish somebody on my team would send my wife a goddamn car. It's going to be some smoke in the damn city. Get there, how much money you got? You give it to me and you let me decide if I want to give it to her. Send my wife no Patriots car. Suck.
Yeah, Patriots suck, but I mean, they suck. Wallace, what's up, my boy? What's going on, my guy, my dude? Hey, and of course, finally, the biggest surprise of 2023. That's right, folks. Those Texas Rangers won the 2023 World Series. What a surprise. You go out, you beat the Houston, and they win 14 on the road. They win it on the road, unlike the Cowboys. They are actually able to win the games on the road. They beat Tampa Bay and Tampa Bay. They beat Philly and Philly. And then they go to Houston, where we haven't been able to beat Big Brother in a while. And they beat them in Houston. How awesome is that? And then you go and you beat Arizona. In Arizona. Ah. Listen, shout out to those Rangers. Biggest surprise of the 2023 for me. I'm so excited to see what's going to happen in 24. But hey, that's the top five.
Yeah, dog. That's great job. Good list, man. Great list. And I really am glad that I didn't put Tony on my list. I was about to, just basically off the amount of the contract it was.
But, oh, my God.
You know, you'd be able to break it down like that again. If y'all didn't, you know, if y'all ever missed any past episode of Big Game Sports Buzz, y'all can check those out on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram, on X. And if you need something to listen to in the car, you've got us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Make sure y'all log in into BGSE Network. Hit that bell, subscribe, so y'all know that every time that it's out there. And y'all can hear that. Jay, he did a great job in breaking that down earlier this year. I think that was episode 95, if I'm not mistaken. Hey, y'all, we are about to hit 100 episodes, dog. 100 episodes. So our New Year's show next week, will be our 100th episode. 100. And I'll just say this, J-Stog, it's been great and a pleasure, man. You have opened up a whole lot of different doors and windows for me to do some things that I never thought I would do. Absolutely. That I always wanted to do, and I'm actually doing it now. So I appreciate you that for that, man. And you
know, yes, sir.
You know, other than being a little bit shorter than me, man, you're a good dude.
That's a lot of people, man. Like, that's anyway, yo, it's been a pleasure. What a great year. What a great time I've had. First of all, just knowing you and meeting your family, and you know, and just really kind of being a part of them. You know, MJ is one of my favorite people. I love to hate. Out there on the West Coast, no, it's all love. And I just can't wait to see what 24 brings. You know, and all the people that join in with us, that, chat with us, man, we absolutely love y'all to life. So keep up with us. Make sure you spread it out to others. We want them to come in as well. And hopefully we can hear your voice, see your face, and we'll start doing some events maybe. Who knows? But definitely being able to do this has been an awesome, awesome joy for me. So thank you, sir.
Yep. Hey, and we are 20 subscribers away from our next milestone. Please, if you are already subscribed on YouTube, tell somebody you know, and don't tell them to do it because they're doing you a favor. Tell them to do it because you like the content and they will like the content just as much as you do, and help us hit that next milestone to help growing this thing out, man. Other than that, man, it's been great. Hey, happy new year, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff, man. The holiday season was amongst us and a great time. And I hope you got a chance to watch all them holiday movies that you wanted to watch, Jay Stodd.
Not Elf. Hey, appreciate it.
All right, peace.
Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes, like behind the O-line, soon as the QB say hype, it's big game.